All right, good evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. I am Shane Ozy, and I will call this meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Board to order on February 11th, 2026. We have all our regular members present: Jerry Blow, Dave Hoke, Mark Hunt, Guy Green, Colin Kimball, Paul Reed, and Melissa, the alternate, is also here. So we have quorum, and we can move on to first order of business. First order of business is any public comments. I don't believe we have any requests for anyone to speak, but I did see some members. Anybody have? Nope, we're good. Okay. I'd love when we can zoom right through that. Okay, first number is item number 260098, minutes of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board meeting of January 14th, 2026. If you haven't had a chance to look at them, they are in your packet. I will entertain a motion to approve.
A motion.
I have a motion from Guy. Do I have a second? Jerry? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Looks like we carried that unanimously, so those minutes are approved. Da-da-da. All right, we'll move into the reports department of our, or reports portion of our meeting, item number 260099. We have board and liaison reports up first. I don't have any particular reports. I'll save all my talking for when we talk about Memorial Day ceremony, the updates on that. McKinney Parks and Rec, do you have anything for the group?
Yeah, no reports at this time.
Okay. I don't know. Do I need to say for the record that Robert Gaylor's here subbing in for Marty? Okay.
That's good for clarity, yeah.
Good for clarity. That wasn't Marty, in case you were looking for Marty's voice. And no city reps here. Nothing from our council person? Nope, just here? Okay, well, it's good to see you. All right. See, I'll tell you, we do meetings quick here. All right. Next one is... item number 260100, discuss a flyover for the 2026 Memorial Day ceremony. So, background on this. I went to a high school reunion, or alumni meeting, and yes, I went to high school in New York. We had an alumni meeting here in Texas. That's how many of us live here in Texas. And it turns out that one of my fellow alumni high schools is an F-18 pilot at Fort Worth, whatever that's called now, the Joint Air Base at Fort Worth. I said, oh, man, it'd be cool if you could do a flyover for us. He goes, well, we can do that. Just submit this form. So before I start the paperwork, I just wanted to run that by the board, because I know we do the flyover. It doesn't cost, here's the thing, it doesn't cost us a dime. It's just, they just come fly over with a couple of jets. But I just wanted to run it through the board, because I know we normally do that as part of Memorial Day with the vintage aircraft. I just wanted to get a feeling from the board, if everybody, okay, if we can try. I don't know if we'll pull it off this year, because... again, this is federal government now, and I got to fill out a form and send it to the FAA and they, whatever. But if we can do it, I just, you know, wanted to.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's good with it? No problem?
As long as it's Air Force.
Yeah.
They would be Marine jets.
So are you going to go ahead and complete, get the form? Do you have the form? Do you
need to get so the that's form? Part of the challenge. They just changed the form, and I haven't been able to download a fillable one yet.
Okay.
So as soon as I can, I'll try and get that done this week. And then I got to send it to the FAA. The FAA has got to approve it. Then it goes to Marine Corps, and then it gets down to the guy's unit. And he said, because they do a bunch of them on Memorial Day. He said different ceremonies, so they'll just work ours in if we can get all the paperwork sorted out. I do need a volunteer because they want a POC for the day of. And then, since I'm kind of the event narrator, I think I might be a little busy. So... anybody care to be the...
You'd be the radio guy?
I don't know if they have a radio guy or not. They're just like, you know, who can we call to double check or whatever they, you know. This isn't like our guys with the vintage aircraft that are like, hey, you know, what's going on? They're just...
I'll yeah. Step up.
Okay. All right. So I will include your name. I'll get that form filled out, include your name on there, and then we'll see if we can make it. And the beauty about this is now we figure out the process. We can do it all the time.
Yeah. I do think it's a good idea to be a DICE.
Thing. Need to make a motion for that.
But if we cannot, there's a certain drop dead date, and we're gonna—I don't know what that date is—for
right.
us to go to our normal, you know,
right.
flyover. Right? We right. owe that to him.
Well, remember, our normal flyover—we don't normally do a flyover for Memorial Day. It's always Veterans
no,
Day.
No, I understand.
Right.
What
yeah.
I'm saying.
And I think we still use the vintage craft for Veterans Day because you know it's something different. Like I said, we just never had a flyover. At Memorial
so
Day.
Your intent was to just for Memorial Day.
Just
for
Memorial Day, use the jets.
I got you.
Veterans
gotcha.
Day, use the veteran, you know, the vintage aircraft, or vice versa. You know, we could
right.
move them around, I guess, if we needed to. But like I said, my goal is to work out the process and figure it out. Okay, then, you know, we can add it to our little spreadsheet and start, you know, filling out the form every year, get it sent in. Because it takes like 45 days for the FAA to approve it. So I got to get that to them soon so they can get it done by, the, you know, hopefully middle of April. And then and once that's approved, I'm just going to call my buddy and say, okay, it's on the way, and he'll juice it from his side. But it's got to get through the FAA first. So I don't think there's any problems. I mean, planes fly over there all the time. I mean, I guess that would be the only concern is, you know, if it's air traffic control, but that's why it goes to the FAA, and they figure that stuff out. All right?
These all right. F-18s or F-35s?
I'm not sure. He's an F-18 pilot, but okay. He's the reserve advisor for the unit. I don't know what kind of planes the unit has out there.
It's probably F-18s.
Yeah, probably F-18s. All right. Cool. So that was item 26-0111. We don't need to take a vote or anything, no motion. I just wanted to, you know, let you guys know that what I stumbled across, and I will work on making that happen. The next one is item number 26-0101, the Memorial Day ceremony. Okay, so there's a couple of things on that one as well. If you look in your packets, we got our standard spreadsheet. We'll go through that in a second. But there's a couple other things. I'll talk about mine first, and then I'll let Colin talk about his. I promised you that I would kind of come up with some sort of script and a sequence of events. So if you see the first two things in there, that's what that is. Sequence events based on time, what I think things take, you know. I mean, I kind of remembered last year, you know, I kind of timed how long it took us to read the names. It was like 38 minutes or something like that. So that's what I kind of used as for the sequence events for timing things. Again, some things probably won't take 5 minutes. It might only take 2 minutes. But, you know, again, just kind of so in the future we kind of get a feel for, you know, it's about an hour and 15-minute ceremony. You know, it might be less this year because we're not going to do five stories. We're only going to do two stories of our things. The other one is the script. That's where I need you, board members, I need you guys to take that home with you. Look at it. If you got any, you know, I was trying to remember, I did a little mini history of the wall in there, Colin, so make sure I got the, you know, I think I said the Mexican-American War. I can't remember if that's the first war or not. But look through there. If you guys see anything that needs tweaking, adjusting, you can send it to Kayla or just bring it to the next meeting and we can tweak it. And again, this is a script based on what I, as this year's event narrator, would kind of talk about, kind of standard. Anybody can always tweak it, but at least there's something going forward every year that whoever the next chair is knows, okay, this is kind of what the person speaking speaks. It's not everybody's great off the cuff like other folks. Just take a look at those when you get a chance. No action on them tonight. Again, it is just sharing with you what I worked on. And then, Colin, do you want to talk about your two stories?
Yes, so there's two more coming. The last one, Charles Bickley, he's one of the new names we're adding. And so we did some research and were able to get a pretty good understanding of his service and sacrifice. And so that's what you see, the narrative on Bickley. That'll be read. We also have Timothy Collier, who is a recent Navy sailor who died in a car accident, I believe. I haven't written that bio. It'll be much shorter. And then we were going to have stories of two men from the wall, and so I've included the one of Floyd Earl White. It's a relatively unique story. He was the only member on our wall that was a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal, which is a rare, of course, it's posthumous, obviously, but it's a rare medal that was given to his regiment by Congress. The other story I was going to propose for a recent warrior on the War on Terror would be Cody Board. And so I'll have that story written for next meeting. So so you'll see two more, you know, stories coming your way.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So again, board, I would ask you to look through these two write-ups. If you see something that, you know, you want Colin to tweak, just, you know, bring it to the next meeting. and we can discuss that. I think we've gotten pretty good at kind of keeping them as neutral as possible, with, you know, trying not to rile anybody up. So just to recap, so we have two names to add to the wall and two stories from the wall.
Correct.
So we'll have four stories. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I did notice in your script you got a guest speaker. We typically haven't been doing guest speakers for the Memorial Day.
It was on the program.
In the past, we had, but a couple of years ago, we stopped and just started doing the reading of the names and have put our guest speaker into the Veterans Day.
I'm fine without speeches. I just went off based off the program from last year. There was a slot for a guest. And I couldn't, honestly, truly, I could not remember.
Because it takes so long to read all those names.
Correct. Do we know if the mayor is expect? I know this, I see the mayor has been confirmed. Is he expecting to speak?
I believe in the past the mayor has spoken before, but I don't know that my mic is on. My understanding is that he's willing to speak and say a few words, but not like a big.
It's a little kind of 5 minute
welcome.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine. That's what I'm saying. Look at it. We can knock the guest speaker out and just put a spot in there for the mayor's welcome. You know, I am perfectly fine with that. I honestly truly could not remember. I thought we did have someone at Memorial Day last year, too, though.
No, for the past 2 or 3 years, we've been just reading the names.
Yeah, because it takes a while. Okay. All right, no problem. All right, well, with that, we might as well just go ahead and then move into our... into our little task spreadsheet here. So again, the mayor's confirmed, which is great. We'll make sure we have a seat for him somewhere. have we got any input, output, anything from the Gold Star families yet, Colin? Have you started reaching out to them at all, or?
No, I will begin that task.
Okay.
Trina's not here to... But I will.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, like, if they show up, great, and we'll recognize when they get there. If they don't show up, you know, I mean, that's their, it's just nice to know how many we think may be coming, you know. Sure. Okay, riderless horse, they're still checking?
Yes, I talked with Sergeant Spano, and he is thinks it will be no problem, but he is checking with the unit for availability.
Okay. We need to figure out a better way to do the riderless horse so people can see it. Because remember last year we went up the street and everybody forgot to look. So we'll figure that out as we go. Park setup, I assume we're tracking, no issues. We're gonna do the same like we did for the Veterans Day seminar, right? With the stage in the middle and all the chairs off. We did talk last year about having two mics for the name readers. Then one, okay. Yeah, that'll work. That way we can have, you know, one in the queue and one reading and just keep it moving. Maybe that'll help us save a little bit of time. Bagpipes, I'm still trying to find somebody that I know, but so far no luck. So if anybody knows anybody Scottish that has a kill. invocation, Dave?
Yes, I talked with Jim Nichols, and he's the chaplain at VFW Post 2150, and he is committed to be there and give the invocation.
All right, so Jim Nichols will be there. Great. All right. Color Guard, Chief McFadder's on tap, Colin?
Yep.
Melissa, have you been warm and ready, got the pipes ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know it's a cappella, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just, because we don't have any band or, I mean, we can get some probably music playing in the background if you got it. Okay. Great. No. I think it's awesome that we actually have a board member that's singing. That is awesome. Taps, Colin, anything?
Yes. Whether the Officer Johnson has committed to playing taps, whether he'll be in uniform or not, we don't know, but we'll probably get him in uniform.
That's his prerogative, as long as we got somebody. I'm working on the REITs. I'll reach out to her probably the end of this month so she knows to go. Name engraving. I heard there was some scuttlebutt before the meeting.
We're just confirming how the names should be written on the wall. We still have plenty of time to get them engraved before Memorial Day. That usually takes about a month with our vendor.
Okay.
And so we're going to confirm, you know, is it first name, middle initial, last name, et cetera, and then we'll get those added.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Kayla. Mark, have you heard from any of our...
No, I sent them emails
to
the Daughters of American Revolution and the U.S. Army Recruiting District. The Marine Corps recruiting, that number's not good. So I contacted via the, well, you can't do it via the website. I went to the Marine Corps District office, which is out of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CERT there. They have a public relations officer.
Okay.
I called them, got their voicemail, haven't heard anything back, but specifically let them know that obviously they're welcome, that the date now is different than in the past because it's actually on Memorial Day.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to hear anything back, but they've been contacted now.
Okay. I said, if they come, they come. If they don't, that's, you know. All right, city, any updates on we got any media things done or anything yet? Or
Amy is working with our marketing and communications team for their plan, and we'll get all of that ironed out, and I believe she'll have an update at our next board meeting with more information.
Great. All righty. And yes, VFW, American Legion, I think we have all that covered here with everybody at the table as far as if we need any assistance or just letting their people know of the event, so hopefully we have a good turnout again. We already talked about Colin's stories, and Marty has confirmed the bell. And Marty's picking up the bell.
Yes.
The week before. Okay, and then 1 year we had two people trying to pick up the bell.
I'll ring it.
And Guy's going to ring it. We got to get you in. Guy loves ringing the bell. Okay, that is all our tasks. Can we add flyover in there somewhere, like on the task list, and throw my name against it, and we'll start tracking this, something that we need to get done. All right? One of the things I did, it was a thought I had, and I don't know if you'll see it when you talk about the sequence of events, the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to try and get a guest pledger, you know, someone either from the VFW or someone that, like, because we normally have some folks in the audience that, like, have won pretty big medals and things like that. I just don't know who's going to be there. Or if any of you know somebody that's going to be there that, you know, because I think last year it fell to the event narrator and it's like, oh, let me say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, but to have somebody actually, you know, to get more people involved rather than just the board to lead the pledge. You know, we could say, oh, now, you know, leading the pledge is, you know, Joe Smith, Medal of Honor winner or something like, you know, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. It's just, I think, kind of, you know, again, the more citizens we get involved, you know, the more people come and we can keep that. So think about it. You know, if you come up with somebody, even if it's yourself, that's fine. I don't need to be the talking head for the whole ceremony at all. All right. Anything else about Memorial Day ceremony before we leave that topic? No? That includes all our official business on the agenda. I will now open it up to the floor in case anybody else from the floor any of the public want to say anything? Nope, still quiet. We like that. Okay. No, we don't. We'd love a million citizens here telling us how to do the Memorial Day ceremony. any additional comments from board members? I'll start with you, Jerry. Anything?
Not on Memorial Day, no.
Or anything that you need to...
Well, I was talking to Kayla earlier about maybe working toward having a sort of a standard operating procedure for all the events and, you know, putting something together that would then be something that, you know, as people exit the board, a new person joins, something more formal that everybody could see exactly how things work and how things plugged in and
whatnot. That's an excellent idea.
That's the sequence of events and the script is a start. You're right. I think we also need to get something that's got a layout diagram because one day Bodie ain't going to be here anymore. So it's like, where does the stairs go and all that stuff?
We do have, RD put something together when he was board chairman here a couple years back.
Could we refresh that maybe?
Yeah,
we don't have to start from ground zero.
Yeah.
There's something to start with. I mean, I'd be happy to take
it. I don't know where it's at. It kind of was a notebook, and it kind of laid the history and what our responsibilities and, yeah. You know.
I am happy to look through our records. I personally have not laid eyes on this since I've been here, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist somewhere
I've
in our
I've seen
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not the caretaker.
All right, Jerry. No, Jerry, I think that's a great idea, and if you are willing to take that task on, just start working on it. Like I said, you know, we got a sequence of events. I'll do a sequence of events and a script for the Veterans Day as well. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing. We really need kind of a layout diagram and all that kind of stuff that, you know, when people who haven't been doing it for a few years aren't here anymore.
Possibly Trina might have a copy of it. RD had might have. Okay. I'll bird dog that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you come across that, share it with me, please.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Anything else, Jerry?
No, that was it.
Dave?
I have nothing.
Okay. Mark?
No, nothing.
Guy?
Negative.
Colin?
I'm tardy, but I have two copies of the book that RD wrote, the stories from the wall. It has all the names and the history and everything. I can't, but it's been a weekend thing, and my weekends have been busy. And so anyway, I'm going to pick it up this weekend, and I'll bring two copies so that we can have as reference. And I promised you one, so I'll get that for you.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Paul? No?
I do have one question. We start thinking about Veterans Day as far as a speaker.
Yeah, we probably need to.
Obviously, maybe next month we can come with some ideas.
See how the elections go.
What's that?
See how the elections go, if any of the local politicians are worthy speakers or something, maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
No politicians. Probably,
yeah. Well, they're veterans, you know. Keith Self's a veteran.
Yeah,
well, he's semi-active in veterans activities. But yeah, you're right. We do probably need to start putting some brainstorming, some names for that. Good point. All right, thank you, sir. Any liaisons? Nothing else from anybody else in the room? Nothing from the staff? That's like, well, as I always, and I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion made.
Motion by Guy, second by Jerry. We are adjourned at 6:22.
Nice. Great.